from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is that?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
He's going to have a scope surgery, a cleanup type of a situation. It'll keep him out for a little while, but not long term by any stretch. So we can revisit it as we get close to the start of the season and talk about it.
This is Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Benny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass on this Total Request Thursday. We're getting you some news from the Nest. You just heard from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh there giving us an injury update on Arthur Millette, saying that he's going to get a knee scope. A lot of the reports I'm seeing are saying that he's going to be out at least through September. Harb's there saying it doesn't seem like anything long term. But for the first quarter of the season, how big of a blow is this?
Well, I think it's big. I mean, you know, like, I've had cleanups before, like in my knee and stuff. And, you know, cleanups are, to me, didn't last long. I mean, you're talking almost 8 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. If he's going to miss September and most of August, I mean, you're talking close to 8 weeks. To me, that's more than a cleanup, I would say. Yeah. You know, I don't know if that's something like a cartilage or something like that, I'm guessing. I don't know, but...
And that wasn't the team's timeline. That's just what I saw I think it was Cam Wolf from NFL Network report yesterday.
Yeah, well, Harb's not going to...
Right.
Because he's always been wrong, you know. And all he knows, you know, it's not Harb's fault because he's just doing what his doctors and his, you know, medical people are telling him. But back to Millette. He's been playing extremely well. He's been really productive for them. You know, I mean, he's been making plays. Bottom line, he's been making plays. He's a good blitzer. We've seen him get sacks, and he times things really well. He's playing really confidently. He's making plays in the secondary. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be whoever's going to replace him, Cordell, will be a step back because it's probably going to be a younger guy.
Let's hear more from John Harbaugh. We know the first preseason game is tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Eagles at M&T Bank Stadium. Here's John Harbaugh talking about the plan for the offensive line in the preseason.
We'll see most of those guys out there. I don't know about this game if every one of those guys will be out there. I'm not sure about the offensive line completely yet. But, you know, they probably won't be out there with Lamar. But as far as most of the guys, they will be. We're pretty young. It's not like we'll have a ton of guys not playing over the course of the preseason. So we'll see all the guys we need to, and it'll be quite a few guys.
Well, I would say other Stanley, no. I'm keeping – I got to protect Stanley because he gets hurt easily. And Linderbaum, he's not ready yet, yeah. So I'm keep him out. Otherwise, everybody else is on the table O-line-wise because you know why? They need it and got to get answers.
Right.
We have no answers at the right. I mean, we assume, you know, who will be starting. They assume, but We don't know who's going to play great in games. I'll give you a good example, like T.O., George Seifert with Terrell Owens. You know, he was dropping balls, and he wasn't having a great rookie training camp. And then, you know, we go to the game, and he has five catches and a touchdown. And George Seifert, so I guess he's a gamer. We got to see which guys, you know, take it up the notch and play better in the game. And we'll see. You know, how does Roger Rosengarten do against somebody else? And Voorhees, you know, who we got penciled in as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a good opportunity for, you know, like a Cleveland to get some snaps at center. How does he do there? So there's a lot of things going on. I mean, the thing that's going to suck is if it's a wet turf and it's pouring rain and all, you know, guys are slopping around. How do you really see a lineman come off flat back, knock people off the ball, and push and do those kind of things? It's hard to see all that.
Another thing that we'll be looking at in this preseason game is the new kickoff situation.
Yeah.
And here's John Harbaugh saying that they're using the preseason as kind of like a trial and error for the new kickoffs.
It comes into play at some point. Right now, we just want to get out there and line up and understand the rules and try to execute the schemes as best we can and just see how we look. You know, we don't know exactly how it's going to play out timing-wise and all that. So it is very much the very first time doing it. So that's kind of... Maybe that's the answer to the question.
Yeah. I mean, they'll be trying some things, and this is the time to do it. And I think a lot of people, and we were talking to Chris Horton, I think it was last week, and, you know, he was asked about, this was around, I think this was the day of the first preseason, the Hall of Fame game and everything, and he was like, you know, he's going to be paying attention, a lot of special teams coordinators are going to be paying attention to that game because it's their first real look at the new kickoff.
I remember, because I was at practice that Thursday, Randy Brown says, oh, definitely, we can't wait to see what it is. And what's going to be the big thing is, you know, like Harb said, the speed. They'll get a chance to see it full live.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you get a chance to see who your returners and stuff are too. So they'll be much better at it week two than they are in this preseason game. And then, you know, start to figure things out. And then week three, I would think that they have a better feel because they got to be ready, you know, for the Chiefs.
Let's switch gears. Let's hear from a couple of these offensive linemen. Let's start with Ben Cleveland. This is a big year for Ben Cleveland trying to make this team, trying to have a consistent role with this team. And here he is saying, talking about whether or not he feels like this is a make or break season for him.
The stakes are definitely higher, I feel like. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the same thing I've been doing for the last 3 years, just showing up to work every day and giving it everything I got to, you know, be the best player that I can for this team and for myself and, you know, let the chips land wherever they may.
Yeah, I think Cleveland's sense of urgency has maybe picked up over the last couple of weeks. But definitely it's a make or break season for him, at least here in Baltimore.
Right. And what I'm sure probably what he's been told, listen, you're not on scholarship.
Right.
It is make. And that, and Cordell, he is not starting just from watching. He's not fighting for a starting job.
I don't think so.
He's fighting.
Yeah.
You know, why is he playing center? Why is he playing guard? Why is he playing tackle? He's fighting to be one of those guys, one of the 10. I'm guessing it's 10 that they keep, but he's fighting to be that guy that, you know, can dress on Sundays because he can play center, guard, and tackle. He's working on versatility. That's what he, you know, because Falele, we're not seeing him do a lot of, where we seeing him, boom, at the right guard spot.
Yeah, and let's go to another guy that's in this competition, the rookie, Roger Rosengarten. And you talk about being moved around. He's moved around a little bit as well. Not as much as Cleveland, but he's been on both sides of the line, and here he is talking about that.
I mean, ever since rookie minicamp, I've been repping both sides of the line. And Coach Jody and I think Coach Harbs really want to make an emphasis, especially Coach Munkin, on being versatile. Not just myself, too. It could be Ronnie, Pat, Tyler, you name it. So it's anyone could play any position, especially in this league. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that they just want to see what they have in him right now and where they could use him. And, look, he may, even if he doesn't start the year at right tackle, it's not out of the realm of possibility that by week six, maybe if not even sooner, that maybe he is starting the right tackle. I think that we could see some creative things being done on the right side of the line.
Well, I think this too, Cordell, is that Rosengarten, because of the athleticism and stuff, he's the backup left tackle also, you know, and let's just say that, let's say that he's starting at right tackle, okay? Let's say that Rosengarten ends up being the starting right tackle. Ferrani goes down, boom, I think he's going over to left, and then they'll put somebody else at the right spot just because of his athleticism. So I think he's a real good athlete, and we're going to... The biggest problem I got with Rosengarten is Kenny Anker, man, because he'll get walked back a lot. And he's going to see a lot better pass rushers because he's going to get fooled a little bit, Cordell, because there's really not that elite guy that he's going against in practice.
For sure.
And when he gets Chris Jones lining up on him, 280 pounds, and going to bull rush him, then... You know, what's going to happen with that or what? Or, you know, and then all of a sudden, you go from Jones the next week, then you go to the Cowboys and you got, you know, the Parsons. Get off. You know, so he's going to be picked on a lot. And, you know, I don't know what you think, but if Ben Cleveland was playing center, Cordell, and you got Falele in there, I'm stunting and twisting. My defense. Why? Because those big guys can't move laterally. And I'm going to make them move because I got Falele and Cleveland that have struggled that way. Big time.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll play a little buy or sell. We'll check in on the stock market, answer some questions in the world of sports, all that and more.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Next here on The Fan.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Vinny and Haney back on 1057, The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney here with Vinny Serrato. Nolan Quickdraw McGraw behind the glass on this Total Request Thursday. Remember, head coach of Maryland football, Mike Locksley, joining us next here on the program. But right now, let's count some money a little by yourself.
Yeah, the market's crazy. I mean, it's inconsistent is what it is. The Dow's up 543. The S&P's up 99. NASDAQ is up 395. DraftKings up 50 cents. Woo, look at Under Armour. Up $1.19.
There we go.
746. Cordell, you've been out shopping, man.
I know, but I need to. I definitely need to count some of that Jimmy cash.
All right, as far as our sports topics today, we'll start in Major League Baseball, the Home Run Derby. Whether to participate in it or not, that's become sort of a difficult decision for the league's best power hitters. Many fear that the Derby actually throws a player off their rhythm and is honestly in the long run detrimental. But is that necessarily the case? MLB writer Matt Snyder recently had a column where he says, no, it's no big deal. The Derby doesn't throw hitters off their game. And he cited that this year's winner, Teoscar Hernandez, actually has better numbers post All-Star break, as does Alec Bohm, who went deep in the competition. Gunnar Henderson, as we know, he's lost some of his power in the month of July and so far here in August, but his average, though, has actually gone up than higher than it was before the All-Star break. So, Cordell, are you buying or selling that the Home Run Derby isn't as detrimental as we think?
I'll buy that. I think it's a case-by-case situation, and you kind of just brought up a few examples of that. I mean, we saw Gunnar have a slow start back after the All-Star break. So, and in the past, we've heard about other players. Granted, the format was different in the past, but we've definitely seen guys who have been negatively impacted from the Home Run Derby. So I think it's a case-by-case situation.
All right, we'll move over to the NFL, where Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings, he's done great things there in Minnesota, keeping them competitive despite all the injuries they had last year. He's now 2 years into his tenure as the Minnesota head coach. There hasn't been any playoff success, though, even though they did make a trip there to the wild card game a couple years back. They're also entering a new era. A new quarterback is in line to take over at some point this season. So what's O'Connell's job security looking like? Team president Mark Wilf said that they won't be addressing O'Connell's contract until after this season is complete, but 2025 will mark the final year of his contract. So that brings into the discussion here about lame duck situation. You usually like to have your coach have some security beyond a year. Buy or sell, Vinny, O'Connell essentially coaching for his job in 2024.
I'll buy it. It sounded like that. He and the GM, both of them, because both came in together and both have the same number of years on our contract. So, yeah, because Wolf basically said that we expect to be in the playoffs. So we'll see how it plays out. But absolutely, he's coaching for his job.
Back to baseball here. The Padres, they've been red hot as of late, winning 8 of their last 10 to put some more pressure on the Dodgers in the NL West. They sit just 3 games behind LA, along with the Diamondbacks, and are winning against good teams. We know what they did to Baltimore. They've also won a series against Cleveland and against their division rival Dodgers as well. Maybe the results will actually be coming for them, a team that's invested a lot of money in recent years. They pulled off big trades as well. And remember, they didn't even make the playoffs last year, so the pressure is on. But, Cordell, are you buying or selling the Padres as for real as we enter the final stretch?
Am I buying that they're for real? And for real as in being true World Series contenders, or are we talking division race right now?
Division race, World Series, kind of an elite company there, but
I'll buy that they're for real in the division race. I still think the Dodgers are going to win the division, and the Diamondbacks, like you said, are playing really well right now. Also, both the Diamondbacks and the Padres, winners of four straight, eight of their last 10. Yeah, I have no choice but to buy the Padres right now. I feel like this is usually the time of year where they start to kind of fall off a cliff right now, and they seem to be getting better. So I still have my money on the Dodgers winning that division just because they're too good on paper, at least. But yeah, I am buying the Padres more than I have in the past.
We'll go to the NFL, where the Steelers, they were aggressive this offseason in their moves to revamp their quarterback room. And it was assumed right from the get-go that Russell Wilson would be the starter over Justin Fields, at least to begin the year. However, a recent calf injury for Wilson, along with strong practice performances by Fields, has the fan base kind of debating who should be the starting quarterback. For their preseason opener, Fields is going to start that one, although we don't know how long he'll remain in the game. And Mike Tomlin said that it very much is an open competition right now between the two. Vinny, buy or sell, Fields has a legitimate chance still to be the week one starter, even if Wilson is healthy.
I'm going to sell it. I think Wilson's going to be the starter. He doesn't turn the ball over. Fields turns the ball over. They want to play defense and protect the football. So I think Russell Wilson will be the starter.
And we'll close things out here in the NBA. After well over a year of trade speculation surrounding the Jazz's Lauri Markkanen, they did reach a long-term contract extension with him. The decision was never an easy one. While he is a good player, one of the best on that roster, he doesn't stand out, though, as a clear-cut top 25 guy in the league. The new deal, though, it does mean that they can't trade him for at least the next 6 months. But where exactly are they heading as a franchise? It's been a slow grind here recently to try to get them back to being competitive. Buy or sell, Cordell, just because they gave him this financial commitment now doesn't mean they won't be exploring a Markkanen trade in the next coming, or we'll say a few years from now.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I mean, things can change. The Jazz have the type of roster to where you could go into the season thinking that they could be a back end of the playoff team, and we could get to the deadline and it could be a mess. We could see Jordan Clarkson gone and all these different guys that are out there. So, yeah, I don't necessarily buy that the Jazz are, and you said it, Markkanen, as good as he is, I don't know if it's like, oh, yeah, we have Lauri Markkanen, now we have somebody to build around. It guarantees us some form of success. Not in my mind, it doesn't. So, yeah, it wouldn't shock me if he's back on the trade block. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll be joined by University of Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley. Talk to him about the start of the season. He had a couple of things to say at the Big Ten Media Day. We'll talk to him about that. Got a couple of big-time recruits coming in 2025 as well. So a lot to talk to the head coach about. That's next here on The Fan. The 2024 season tickets are on sale now and start at just $30. And Mike, I got to see you at the I saw you on the screen, at least at the Big Ten Media Day. You sounded great out there, had a lot of really good talking points, and I really liked what you had to say about, you know, telling your guys it's okay to dream big, and you talked about even for yourself that becoming, that used to be kind of a little bit of a challenge, or I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but that's something that you have accepted to do here in University of Maryland. Why was that a big thing and a big topic for you this year?
You know what, as I said when I opened it up, just being, you know, comfortable and confident, and I use those two words, and you know, typically when you hear those words, you think of somebody that, you know, has maybe arrived or where they want to be. And that's not the case. What it has meant for me, and, you know, from a mental, physical, spiritual place, I know who I am, and I know where I want to go. And, you know, to be able to live in your truth of wanting to win the national championship at the University of Maryland, if you say that out loud, you know, a lot of people look at you and laugh. And, you know, in the past, maybe those things kind of stopped me from doing it. But as I've said before, the give a crap gauge meter is on E. We've got some really talented players in our program. We've got great fans. We've got great supporters. and we deserve to dream about winning Big Ten championships, which will allow you to compete for national championships. And, you know, it's not as far-fetched an idea as some people think when you look at how we've finished in the league the last few years and the way the season has played out. It's just a matter of us finding a way to close out some games and learning how not to lose as opposed to worrying about winning. You know, take away the ability of how not to lose, and that's what we focus on.
Hey, Locke, sorry I didn't make the barbecue. I was in Napa, you know, so.
Wow, what a life you're living, Vinny, in Napa. Oh, my gosh. The Opus grapes are just great in Napa.
Oh, right? Boy, are they ever. Now, Locke, I'll tell you what. I did see on TV the Big Ten thing, and, man, you look great. Your dancing was good, you know. You look in great shape. Hopefully your team is as in good shape as you are. You looked awesome.
Yeah, you know what, Vinny? One of the things we talked about as a team is, you know, to get over that proverbial hump is going to take a tremendous sacrifice. And, you know, I'm back in the quarterback room. You know, at one point, man, I was really, really heavy to the point where I just, you know, I had to get two knees replaced. And one of the sacrifices I made, and each player in the program and each staff member had to write down a sacrifice. And one of my sacrifices was to kind of give up, kind of just focusing on the football and that piece, but to focus on my health, because I'm no good to this team if I'm not in a good place. And I feel really good about where I'm at, man. I've been talking about the therapy. I've been talking about the exercise, the dieting, the positive thought process. I mean, you know, negativity is always 7 times more powerful than positive. And so I'm going to get off that negative train, and I'm gonna dream big and make the sacrifice to take care of my health, which helps this team.
We're talking to head football coach at University of Maryland, Coach Mike Locksley here. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Coach, two-part question here, and I'm going to ask you the first part first. You talked about the quarterback room, and obviously with Talia moving on from the University of Maryland, it brings questions at that position. What is your confidence level with the quarterbacks you have in that room right now?
I have tremendous confidence in the room. I mean, one of the things I hang my hat on is our evaluation process, and it's a process that has seen 7 guys be drafted the last couple of years from the University of Maryland. And that room is a room that we've recruited to fit the system. Everybody in the room now are guys that were recruited to this particular system. And, you know, when you come in, typically you inherit players and you have to adjust. So I like the direction the competition has gone. It's really made us better. You know, guys are competing, guys are really putting their best foot forward. And, you know, I've been really excited, especially having that, you know, bird's eye view of that room now being back in it.
And Coach, second part to that question, couldn't help but see the news a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago at this point, time is flying, but you guys were able to get a commit from Malik Washington, the quarterback over at Archbishop Spalding. You've done a great job recruiting here locally. How great of it was it that day when you got the news that he was coming to Maryland?
Well, as you know, I can't comment on guys that haven't signed national letters, so I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Yeah, don't.
If I was hypothetically talking about guys that are in this area that have decided or trying to decide or even still have the ability to decide, that's what it takes to win a championship. You know, if we can find a way to close the borders around the DMV or Terpsville, as we call it now, which encompasses our state, which includes Baltimore, which includes the Northern Virginia region, if we can just find a way to close the border there and keep the nucleus of these players, we won't get them all. But if we can keep the nucleus of them, which I think we're starting to see the fruits of the work we've put in the last 5 years, as I said before, man, it's not a far-fetched idea to see the old Terps competing to win Big Ten championships.
All right, Locks, what you and I always talk about, you know, if you're getting, you know, 4-star recruits and stuff, NIL money, is it rolling in?
Oh, man, I wouldn't say it's rolling in. Man. I am still Vanita Locksley's son, man. I'm going to find a way to make ends meet. And, you know, maybe when some people are spending 20, maybe I'll spend, you know, half of that and figure it out. But I wouldn't say it's rolling in. But what I will tell you is that whether it's my boss, Damon Evans, President Pine, our supporters, we've definitely have had people that have bought into the plan that we have in place for how we navigate this new landscape. And, you know, it takes all of us. I mean, as I said before, it used to be just on coaches to go win games and win championships. But now, you know, as we move kind of from that collegiate model to more of a pro model where, you know, we're not recruiting, we're selecting. If I have the help and the support and we're generating the NIL money to go get really good players that are within this region, I feel really confident that we can do some special things.
Now, Lox, when you look at the schedule, it's pretty interesting. I mean, you know, the Michigans and Ohio States are gone, but, you know, the Oregons and USCs and stuff, it's interesting. But I like the start of your season. That's what I like, where you've got a chance, although, you know, one game at a time, I totally understand that. But, you know, as a media guy, you kind of look at the whole schedule. I like how it starts out for you to get a good start.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a media guy, Vinny. when I look at the schedule right now, I just see UConn. And
right.
We've got a couple more scrimmages. We had our first big scrimmage this Saturday here, closed scrimmage that we'll have, other than the supporters that will show up here. But we got a lot of work to do prior to that. We've got some big decisions to make prior to the UConn game. I don't want to get out in front of my skis. And, you know, what we've got to do is keep the main thing, which is right now trying to figure out the quarterback position, try to make sure we put in the necessary work to give us the foundation for a long season, and then continue to identify and develop the playmakers in our program.
Well, Coach, you do look at the schedule, and you've got a couple of home games to start the year. I'm sure you feel great about that. And we talked a little bit earlier, as I introduced you, about getting guys to come out there to Terpsville and check you guys out at home this fall. Why is local support so important for you guys?
I mean, local support, any support is necessary because it's the fabric for recruiting. The lifeline of our program is our ability to recruit. And when recruits come into an empty stadium or stadium that isn't being the support isn't there, it shows these guys that we're trying to bring here. It shows them what people think of our program. And I know we've gotten, you know, we've had some really good crowds show up, and I'm not here to bash our fans because they have been here along the way with us to build it to where we are today. But as I challenged our team, everybody's got to do a little bit more, including myself. What's the sacrifice our supporters and fans are willing to make? Are you willing to make the sacrifice of battling through traffic if we play a Friday night home game? Are you willing to show up here whether we win or lose or tie to support us because it's what we're supposed to? When you're passionate about something, you're not just passionate about it when it's successful. You're passionate about it 24/7, and we've got passionate fans, and I expect us to continue to grow that fan base like we've grown our football program.
Hey, Lox, real quick, you know, DJ Moore signed that big contract. Boy, I tell you, you know, having him donate a little money to that NIL kitty might be all right.
Hey, man. Hey, DJ, give me a call, man. DJ, step on. All you guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Coach, we saw Governor Westmore and Wale out there at a couple of you guys' practice as well. Were they able to keep up with some of the players? Did they need to get in shape? How did they look on the field?
Yeah, you know, having Governor Moore here, and, you know, since I've been here in 5 years, it's really the first time that we've had an opportunity to host the governor. And you know, anytime, and again, I'm not about the politics and which side of the aisle you're on. I'm about whoever's running this state, understanding we're the flagship university, and there's not a bigger marketing arm for this state than the flagship football program. And to be able to have our governor show up and our players be able to see him on the front line of, you know, support of our program means a lot. To have Wale in town and Phil Audet showed up, my nephew Chaz French. We've had quite a few really talented local people that have shown up now because the word is starting to get out, man. We're doing it with some homegrown talent, but we've also expanded our brand to where we nationally feel we can go recruit against the best because this region is one of the more fruitful regions in the country, and it's just a matter of us putting a product on the field that people want to come support.
Well, Terps fans, make sure you make Terpsville your home this fall and go support Maryland football as the team kicks off their season this year. First two games are at home, UConn and Michigan State. You don't want to miss those. Tickets are on sale now and start at just $30. Coach, really appreciate your time today, man. Good luck this season, and we'll talk again down the line.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, Mike. Keep them healthy.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get back to the Ravens. Ravens play their first preseason game tomorrow night at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Which starters should we expect to see on the field? We'll start to talk about that now here on The Fan. Right here on The Fan, the Ravens, they're on the football field for the first time this year tomorrow night, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in their first preseason game. And we played a cut earlier from John Harbaugh talking about his plan for the offensive line in the preseason. Yep. He said, I mean, we can pretty much rule out seeing number 8 out there. But in terms of the offensive line, we can agree we don't expect to see Ronnie Stanley. Tyler Linderbaum isn't even practicing.
Henry's not playing.
Henry's not playing. But he mentioned that we could see, he did say maybe not in the first game, but throughout the preseason, we could see a couple of starters. But who are you expecting to see on the field tomorrow night? We could start offensive line. I think we can agree everybody outside of Linderbaum and Stanley probably is going to play in some sort of capacity. I'm curious to see what they decide to do about Makari, just because he's another one where you got to kind of keep your
Makari
eye on
will
him.
Be playing. But I think Makari
in terms
plays.
Of how much he plays.
Oh, if he plays, it'll be a series or two. But, you know, like tight ends, I don't see Andrews playing in this one, but I see likely and Kolar and all the, I think Kadir will get a ton of reps in that one. But I think all the other tight ends, what they're doing right now, Cordell, is like Andrews likely, boom, put him to the side. Kolar, you know, he's been working on his blocking and stuff. This would be a good chance for him to learn all that. And then all the other tight ends, they're trying to compete for that third or fourth spot is what they're trying to do. So, you know, we'll see there. Running back, Henry's not playing. Is Justice Hill going to play? I don't know.
I would doubt it. I mean, very little if he does. Little.
There's so many guys.
Yeah, there are other runners. They got at least three other running backs that they could just give the entire preseason
well,
to.
Well, like the thing, this is big for Ali.
Yeah.
Because I like Ali, but he fumbles, you know, and Harbs hates that. And it's going to be a wet ball. So if he goes into that game tomorrow night and he fumbles, I mean, you start to get put back, because I think he's a talented kid. I like his burst. I like a lot of stuff about him. I want him to do well. I just need him to protect the football. That's the biggest thing. But, I mean, running backs, it's wide open. O-line, you know, like we're talking about, it's wide open offensively. Wide receivers, I don't think there's no Flowers. Aguilar, I don't think will play. Bateman's definitely not playing. Other than that,
everybody
is available. So it's time for people to win jobs. And the best way to watch that is to me, if you're watching, it's hard to watch O-line unless you're watching film. So, I mean, you know, if you're a fan, otherwise you just got to zero in on one guy the whole time. Running backs. With one running backs and wide receivers, like skill guys, who's jumping out at? Who's making plays? Like Keaton Mitchell, you know, I mean, he after practice all the time, people are, damn, that Keaton Mitchell, you see what he – that's what we need to be talking about, you know, on Monday when we're talking about the game. Cordell is like, yeah, do you see that guy, Cordell?
Yeah.
You know, or do you see the catch such and such made? See, I don't think there's as offensively, I think there's a lot of guys that will be playing that can earn some job. Defensively, I don't know that there's that many spots available.
I want to see Pepe Williams kind of pop out to me a little bit.
He hasn't done much.
And I don't think it's a negative necessarily. I think he's been in spots. He hasn't had a lot of opportunities in practice. For all I know, he's doing what he's supposed to do. But he just isn't making any eye-popping plays.
And Bo Braid, this is a time for him to step up.
For sure.
You know, undrafted free agent out of the Terps. And he needs to make a wild play. And that's the thing about it.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, in terms of guys that are realistic, I think Nate Wiggins is going to be out there.
Oh, no, no,
so,
no doubt.
You know, we'll get a good look
and
at him.
And you know why I say that, Cordell? Is you were in Chicago that day, but last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
when they had like a scrimmage, but it looked like it was a scrimmage of the guys that were going to be playing in the game, and Wiggins was out there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I expect you can't sit everybody, and, you know, he's a rookie, so I would expect him to be out
there.
He
needs reps.
Yeah, for sure. Linebacker, I mean, we probably won't see Adisa Isaac as he's still ramping up right now. Does Trenton Simpson play?
He needs to.
I would think that he'd get some run.
I think he'll get a quarter, you know, kind of thing, but, Roquan won't be out there, so maybe it's good for him. To be out there without Roquan, you know, somebody that like assistant D coordinator out there. Safeties, Hamilton, Marcus Williams aren't playing. And I don't even think Jackson plays.
He may not. I'm curious. That's a unique one. Well, I'm indifferent on that one. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about him playing right now. The only other person I could think of right now, not in the safety room, but on the defense that I think is definitely going to play and needs to show something is David Ajabo. I would like to see David Ajabo.
He's not going to show anything. He's not ready, Cordell. I mean, his leg, he's cleared to play, but he's not 100%. I'm guessing he's like 70,
mm-hmm.
that leg, because he still kind of limps with it and stuff, and it doesn't look as big as the other one. He can't bend the corner. I think if he's out there, Cordell, I don't expect to see a lot.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll feed you some NFL lunch. We'll see what's going on around the National Football League. That's next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.